WQCS now brings you Treasure Coast Happenings. Today's feature was previously recorded.
Welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings. I'm Mike Fitzgerald. Today's guest, Dr. Fernando Petri, Chief Medical Officer for Cleveland Clinic in Martin County. Dr. Petri, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
It's my pleasure. We have a lot of questions, and I'm hoping you'll be able to clarify some things for us. First of all, obviously, we're going to talk about the coronavirus. The numbers along the Treasure Coast seem to be growing. Not crazy numbers, but we are seeing new cases every couple of days.
Correct, Mike. And that's related to the fact that we're doing the drive-through testing right now. Due to the fact that we have testing tents available at Tradition and also at Martin North Hospital, we're having people drive through on a daily basis by appointment. Currently, we have tested around 800 people between ourselves and also Indian River. And so as you start to see those numbers go up, it's due to more testing. And by doing that, we're actually trying to prevent the illness from spreading.
Now, with that in mind, at what point does someone have to be at in their mind to think, I've got to get to a doctor or I've got to go to a hospital? What are the signs to look for?
So the most common signs that we're seeing out there are fever, a cough, typically more of a dry cough as opposed to a wet cough. Some people will complain of having a sore throat, maybe a headache, body ache. It's very similar to the same signs and symptoms that someone would have with flu. So when patients have those signs, we're asking them to please call the hotline. And that hotline is 772-419-3360 at Martin Health. And by calling that hotline, a nurse will triage that individual by a series of questions and determine if they meet the criteria for testing. And we'll then have them go to a drive-through location for the test, and we'll get them the results. Typically, right now, it's been taking about a 3 to 5 day turnaround.
All right, and that's a normal time for the moment.
Unfortunately, because of the volume of testing at the reference laboratories, there is a delay. It typically takes about 48 to 72 hours, but we're seeing a little bit more due to volume.
Now, let me ask you this. Are the hospitals, the Cleveland clinics along the Treasure Coast, are they equipped for a potential larger outbreak?
You know, it's taken us a little bit of time to get the staff and everyone ready for this. I think that nationwide we're seeing issues with supplies shortages. We are meeting on a twice a day basis to look at our supply lines and look at the usage of supplies so that we can make sure that we have the equipment and the availability of the masks, the gowns, the gloves necessary to take care of these patients.
Some of your vendors, because of the shutdowns of businesses, are also unable to deliver?
Right now, the vendors are delivering. It really, truly is a supply chain issue from the manufacturer. Majority of these supplies were manufactured in China, and they consumed a huge amount of it during their outbreak. And now those factories are just starting to kind of ramp up. And so we're starting to see some supplies come back online, but it's taking a while.
All right. Let me ask you this. Besides quarantining yourself at home, how are other ways to protect yourself and your family? I mean, from the infants to the elderly.
Well, the best way to protect yourself is, number one, practice social distancing. We need people to stay home unless they absolutely have to go out. Secondly, the most important thing I would say to people is wash your hands religiously. Keeping your hands clean from touching the surfaces will prevent you from putting your hands on your face and therefore contracting the illness. Cough etiquette is extremely important. Cover your mouth when you're coughing. Use actually your elbow or your arm. Most of us use our hands, but then what happens is that hand now becomes contaminated. And the most other important thing is, if you have symptoms, self-isolate. No matter what, even if it might be just a cold, by self-isolating, it prevents the transmission of cough droplets, and that's the main venue for other people contracting this.
Dr. Fernando Petri, Chief Medical Officer for Cleveland Clinic, Martin Health, I cannot thank you enough for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you, Mike, and I'm always available if you need further questions.
This has been Treasure Coast Happenings, a recorded public affairs feature presented here on WQCS.